Oh, softer than a bunny. They're like cashmere, only better. You talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they caress her every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the score sent you and that we...
It's the Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Le'Veon designers to offer you more Le'Veon jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
It's a big, crazy, unlimited world out there. Don't settle for less. Switch to Boost Mobile so you can fly through it all on our fast 4G LTE network. Visit your Boost Mobile store and get unlimited data, talk, and text starting at just $30 a month. Boost Mobile, where you at?
$30 monthly plan includes unlimited domestic talk, text, and data with 1 gigabyte of high-speed data per month with speeds reduced to 2G thereafter. Unlimited voice and data services are on network only. Excludes taxes, coverage, and offers not available everywhere. Prohibited network use rules, additional terms, and restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com or in-store for complete details.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Boulevard.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
5 o'clock, and from the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Don't miss Big Ten basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena. The Wildcats hosting Iowa, Indiana, Purdue, and more. Single game tickets and family plans on sale now at NUSports.com. Chris Sale had some great outings while in a White Sox uniform, but the team never made the playoffs, so it was time to make a change. And today he was dealt to the Boston Red Sox for four prospects, with the two biggest ones, power-hitting infielder Yoan Moncada and flame-throwing right-handed pitcher Michael Kopech. Here's White Sox general manager Rick Hahn.
We view Moncada as a premium position player, guy who's going to play up the middle for us and be an impact both offensively and defensively for us for a long time. And Kopech, we project him out as a front end of the rotation starter, the kind of guy that's pretty rare in terms of peers throughout minor league baseball right now.
And the word is that Hahn is nowhere near dealing, and supposedly he's getting interest in some of his other players. Dexter Fowler is getting interest from both Toronto and St. Louis, and it was disclosed today that members of the Cubs will get just under $370,000 for winning the World Series. Pro football sad news today, with former Bear Rashan Salaam passing away at just 42 years of age. Salaam played a few years with the Bears and won the Heisman Trophy in 1994 while at the University of Colorado. Join Hub Arkish for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show. That's Friday from 6 to 10 at night at Tom Kelly's Chop House and Pub in New Lenox. Enjoy the broadcast, enter to win Bears tickets, and watch a live interview with former Bear Lance Briggs. That'll be from 7 to 8:30. It's brought to you by Miller Lite. It's Miller time. This scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin, the Hyundai holiday sales event going on right now. I'm David Schuster, and you're listening to the official radio home for the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Boers and Bernstein.
Baseball.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Well, you heard from somebody with a vested interest in the trade, that being Rick Hahn. We always like to get the opinion of an independent baseball thinker here on the Boers and Bernstein Show on The Score. And at 5:03, We go to the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Is your car ready for winter? See your CarX man. Joe Sheehan joins us now. He is on Twitter at @Joe_Sheehan. And I was interested that one of the first things that you put out there on your Twitter feed, Joe, was that it wasn't one of the top two names that caught your eye as far as the overall value of this White Sox haul, was it?
Well, no, I like the front of it, too. It was just learning that they also got Luis Alexander Basabe in the deal. It's an outfielder who's out of Venezuela. He's very young. He'll be 20. He just turned 20, so he's baseball age 20 next year. Played at Greenville, which is a Sally League. He actually reached high A this year. When you're a teenager and you can reach high A ball, that's a sign. It's just, age and level is, you know, kind of basic stuff when it comes to a prospect. We talk about tools, we can talk about skills, but age and level. This guy was 19 years old and he made it to the Carolina League. That's impressive. Tremendous athlete. 25 for 30 stealing bases this year. Could be a center fielder in the majors. Might have to move to right field, but either way, if he's the third guy in a deal, and he clearly is in this trade, I believe he was the number 8 guy in the Red Sox system by MLB.com. That's a fantastic trade. They got 3 of the Red Sox top 8 prospects. I haven't seen any top 100 list yet. My guess is Basabe is going to be on them towards the bottom.
And if people get confused, there is a Luis Alexander Basabe that the White Sox got, and his twin brother, Luis Alejandro Basabe. And what you're talking about, age and level, to make it easy for people, if you go to baseballreference.com and you look at the minor league stats, you will see age, and next to that is age diff, which is the age differential, I believe, for the average age at yes. that level. And when you see that number actually increasing over time, it's a good sign that that guy's development is accelerating.
Yeah, and if you can go to the Basabe's page, you'll see that he's basically 2 years younger than any of the players, or should I say 2 years younger than the average player in the Sally League last year. It's just, again, if he was the first guy in a deal, you might be like, oh, well, you know, he's a top 100 guy. But you're talking about the third player in a package that, you know, when the White Sox play in a playoff game, the next time the White Sox play in a playoff game, Yoan Moncada is going to be batting third for them. There's an excellent chance that Michael Kopech will be starting the game for them. And, you know, Basabe could be patrolling the outfield. I can't say enough for this package. And, you know, we waited and waited and waited for the White Sox to make some move that indicated, okay, we're ready for a rebuild. Well, not only did they finally make that move today, they made a very good one.
I know he's really young, but Basabe, do you think he projects to having the arm to play right field?
Well, that's where I say we're going to have to see. If he ends up on a corner, maybe it is in left field instead. And some of this will be determined by the roster, the White Sox roster at that time. Barry, I think that, you know, when you're talking about moving a guy off from center to right or left, it's partially the skill set of the player and partially the skill set of who's available, who's on the team at that point. So
yeah.
You're right. If the arm doesn't come, I think the other question is the bat needed to play left is a little bit more than the bat needed to play right. So now we'll see how he does. We're talking about a 19-year-old in A-ball, but Barry, I think it's a good point. I think the arm would be the difference. You know, it could be the factor in determining whether he plays plays right or left.
As you say, though, if you're getting that power in, you know, in a different spot, then you can afford to do it, right?
Yeah. And we're talking about right now. The important thing is Basabe gets the reps, advances through the system, hopefully continues to play center. Where he ends up, you know, 4 years down the road or 3 years down the road in the White Sox, you know, they can deal with that at that time.
Are the Robinson Cano comps for Moncada fair, or is it just obvious when you have a guy with that particular left-handed swing, that body type who plays second base?
I think that's hanging a lot on somebody. I think Moncada's probably going to be less batting average, more power. I think of a good comp for that type of player. I was interested by the fact that the White Sox team was a second baseman. I was thinking of him as a third baseman this whole time, but no, they can leave him at second base because, you know, they don't have Dustin Pedroia in front of him. That was one of the issues the Red Sox had, is so many infielders in front of Moncada. He kind of got moved around based on the major league team's needs. But that's a lot to hang on a guy. I think Moncada might be more of a 280, 290 hitter with 30 to 35 home runs, as opposed to, you know, Cano is really 320 with 50 doubles and 25 homers.
Watching Moncada in the fall league in a very small sample, he looks like he's still really raw. And Rick Hahn just told us he's going to start in AAA this year. When he does get here, what do you think we'll see in terms of how far he's got to come to be a solid everyday player?
Well, I think we saw with the Red Sox at the end of the year, they called him up. I think one of the reasons he was available is the Red Sox – kind of got a look at him at the end of the year and recognized he probably wasn't going to be ready to contribute 2017. I think the rawness, the play discipline, the pitch recognition, or maybe the things he most has to work on. Remember, again, you know, we talk about Basabe being young for his levels. Moncada's been very young for his levels. He still has a lot of that skills development to come. We're seeing him basically play based off of his tools. And I do think the skills development in terms of recognition, discipline, confidence to work deep counts. Tell me if this sounds like any other White Sox infielder that we've talked about over the last 6 months.
Or maybe ever. This segment on Sports Radio 670 is brought to you by MD Anderson Cancer Center, making cancer history. You know, Rick Hahn just told us that they're open to anything and everything on their roster, and I was trying to dig around a little bit with the understanding that the Nationals were in this, and they were trying to cobble together some palatable enough package of their own. But look, you still have Jose Quintana sitting there under contract control, young enough. No, he doesn't have the eye-popping stuff that Chris Sale has, but boy, anybody who can look at the metrics and see the proper valuation of pitchers understands what he means and just how good he is. So I would think if you get sort of a, you know, an A minus B plus comparison to this package for Jose Quintana, then you are, you're fully in to getting closer to winning a World Series, aren't you?
Well, yeah, and I think you've got to manage expectations in terms of what you're going to get to for Quintana, because we can talk about the skill set and how he's matched Sale. He's been about as good as Sale, but in terms of sexiness, in terms of value on the market, I think he's got to be a couple notches below that. But I think the key here for the White Sox is you've got to keep the pedal down now. You've traded Sale. You've conceded it's not going to happen in 2017. It's probably not going to happen in 2018. Everything that's not nailed down has to go now. It never works to go halfway with this type of thing. You have to go all the way with it. It means trading Quintana. It means trading Robertson. It means, you know, shopping Abreu if there's a market for him. It means shopping Eaton if there's a market.
Oh, yeah.
There's a reasonable case that the only players on the 2016 White Sox who should be on the next White Sox playoff team are Anderson, Rodon, and Carson Fulmer.
It makes sense. I'm with you. Talk about Kopech stuff. Where obviously he throws very hard. Where is he with his breaking stuff, and is he on the way to developing a changeup?
Yeah, Barry, I have not seen him. I know he was out in the fall league. I didn't get a chance to see him then. I'm not sure if you got a chance to see him while you were out there. I know the velocity is overwhelming, but with starting pitchers, you almost want him to reel that in. You know, there's a trend now where the guys who throw the hardest in the major leagues have either undergone Tommy John surgery or had an elbow problem in lieu of Tommy John surgery, or Donald Ventura being in the latter category. I think Kopech's breaking ball, he could probably be a reliever in the majors right now off the fastball and the breaking ball. It's the development of that changeup that's going to come along. And I think we've got to recognize here, this guy has not thrown a ton of professional innings. I think you look at next year as AA, let him get 22 starts, let him work. Forget the statistics. You want him to work on the breaking ball. You want him to work on the command. You want him to work at not pitching at max effort. He doesn't need to throw 105. I mean, there was that, I don't know if it's true or not. Supposedly he threw 105 on a pitch. You don't even want him throwing 100. You want him to relax, throw 96, 97 with the good changeup, with the good breaking ball, and have nice 13 pitch innings. This is how he's going to have a long career. And that's what he's got to work on next year, command and confidence in the changeup.
Before we let you go, there are all kinds of, rumors, reports that the Cubs have been talking to the Kansas City Royals about Wade Davis, and perhaps that would be Jorge Soler going. It is obvious and transparent that the Cubs are looking once again for power arms and high to mid-leverage bullpen help, perhaps even another starter, as some big names have been discussed. But, you know, Davis, even with the injury issues, I don't know where you are on Soler, but obviously the Cubs have to solve a glut of outfielders while trying to improve their bullpen.
Yeah, the Cubs side of it's more interesting to me, because one of the things that happened with Schwarber's injury last that they ended up getting out from under that. You look at now Soler, Baez, Almora, Hayward, Schwarber, and I even, you know, mentioned Ian Happ, who's, you know, maybe knocking on the door. They've got to figure out a way, because you can't keep giving young players four games a week. it screws with their development. So I think Soler is the most likely one to deal. I think that they feel like they can overpay for Davis a little bit. It's just 1 year. I think the concern isn't performance with Davis. It's health. He had that forearm scare this year, and you really don't want to trade for a guy on a one-year deal and find out that, you know, 15 innings into the season, the forearm's acting up again. I think there's risk there. I think they can probably get a better reliever with less risk for Soler, if that's the guy they want to put out there.
Would you take a flyer on Greg Holland, who's 18 months out from Tommy John?
Yeah, I mean, I can't work out any worse than Joe Nathan did, right?
Good point.
Yeah, they're not giving anything up. I mean, obviously, yeah. If that's something you could bring in, look, Joe Nathan got his chance, and he was bad, and he was gone, and it's no big deal. They've shown a willingness to do that. Now, we always
only cost money.
Right, and which they have. They have plenty of it. Now, what I always take your temperature on where you are with Kyle Schwarber, because, you know, you've been clear about it, unblinking in your assessment of him as likely an American League player, and at some point, if the Cubs think that, they have to look at where his value will be highest and try to find out the time to make that true, that he is an American League player. I just don't know the proper timing right now and how then he fits into the picture as the team realized how much outfield defense and infield defense mattered to them being really good.
Right. And the Schwarber injury last year opened the door to what turned out to be one of the best defensive teams we've ever seen. Fundamentally, the Cubs are going to be a different team next year because Kyle Schwarber is supposed to play 1,000 innings in left field. I don't think that's going to work all that well. I don't think Kyle Schwarber can play a major league left field. I guess you're talking about, you know, an Adam Dunn type where he's a 5-win player on offense and he gives back 2 of them on defense. And, you know, you can find 3-win players. I don't think they're going to trade him this offseason because I think if they wanted to trade him, they'd still have Gleyber Torres and Kyle Schwarber would be DHing for the Yankees. So I think we're going to go through this in the spring and into the early part of the season. But, you know, fundamentally, the Cubs are going to look different next year just for this one move. The great defense we saw last year can't exist as long as Kyle Schwarber is running around left field.
If Albert Almora is your everyday center fielder, does that make up for that, at least in some part, given that he's better than Dexter Fowler?
I guess. I mean, certainly Almora is a plus-plus center fielder. I'm not sure we have a lot of evidence that, you know, playing a plus center fielder and a plus right fielder, if Hayward's going to, you know, maintain the full-time job at right, makes up for having the bad fielder. There's only so much ground even a great center fielder is going to be able to cover laterally. And then you still have the issue of going forward and going back. Elmore is not going to be able to field balls in straightaway left that, you know, go over Schwarber's head or drop in front of him in straightaway left. So, yeah, I think you can patch it a little bit. But if you're okay now, if you're committing to playing Almora every day in center, and you're committing, you know, Hayward's presumably going to play every day in right, now you pretty much have to trade Soler. And I'm still not sure where Baez and Zobrist get their playing time.
I was just going to say, if you know that Baez is your everyday second baseman just because of the defense, and you expect that with the help of Manny Ramirez, there's a little more development in plate discipline and approach there. Is at 35, then, is Zobrist sort of a 100-game-a-year player? We saw the drop-off this year when he started to get a little bit tired before a playoff rejuvenation. But, you know, it's still not solved at that point.
No, and as I point out, if you're trying to get Zobrist 100 games and 400 at-bats, those have to come from somewhere. And I circle back to this idea that you're not helping young players by playing them 4 to 5 days a week. You know, Baez, Soler, Schwarber, these guys have to be in the lineup. They have to be getting their reps. They can't be coming to the park every day. As good as Joe Maddon is at managing individuals, at managing managing people, just from a baseball development standpoint, these guys have to get 550 at-bats if they're going to develop. So, you know, it's a nice problem to have. Oh, we're the world championships, and we're world champions, and we have too much talent. I mean, I'm not saying the Cubs are, you know, mismanaging this. I don't think you can go into. I don't think on March 15th you can have all of these players lying around and not have a problem with them.
All right, before we let you go, that this holiday season, if you are looking for an inexpensive, irreplaceable, and valuable gift, either for yourself or for the baseball fan in your life, I personally cannot recommend highly enough the Joe Sheehan subscription newsletter. So I don't know if you have any special pricing packages going on for the holidays, or I know sometimes that if you get one for yourself, you get a discounted one. But if people want all the information on pricing and everything going on, what should they do?
You go to Facebook.com, Sheehan Newsletter, and I can tell you that because I'm just not very good at detail management, the Cyber Monday link is still up there. And I believe that was 20% off. So use the Cyber Monday link, even though it's 2 weeks past, or I guess 10 days past Cyber Monday, to check in there and get a discount on the newsletter. You can also see excerpts from recent ones, and I answer questions there. It's kind of where I've kind of ported everything to. Of course, I'm on Twitter as well. But yeah, so you can check out the newsletter, Facebook.com, Sheehan Newsletter.
And if you don't have it, you're a bad baseball fan because you're not getting all of the information that you should have when it comes to having informed conversations. So I would urge people to go to Facebook.com/Sheehan Newsletter and @Joe_Sheehan for all that kind of stuff. Joe, as always, thank you for taking time for us.
Dan, Barry, thanks a lot. Take care.
Thanks, Joe. Holidays.
That is Joe Sheehan. You can read his stuff also in The Athletic Chicago as well as Sports Illustrated and other places.
For what it's worth, and this is just a guess on my part, Dan Bernstein, yes. But I think he's going to start Ben Zobrist at second base next year.
Really?
Yeah. I think they made a promise to him, and come playoff time, he did the right thing. It's what I pleaded with him to do all year, which is play his best defensive infield during the postseason, and he did, to his credit. I think he will go back to what he did last year, which is play Zobrist a lot at second base, try and save some wear and tear on his body that way, and he'll move pieces all over the place, and then assuming they make the playoffs, he'll do again what he did this year.
Cubs fans, you mentioned Schwarber and some of the stuff. They get so mad. Wow. The 708 says, Schwarber's nowhere near as bad and left as Sheehan thinks he is. Yeah, he really is.
I thought he was just fine last year.
Not in the playoffs.
Playoffs, there were three plays, and really only one of them was dreadful. The other two were, they're line drives hit right at you are difficult for some guys, even for great outfielders.
Difficult for great outfielders.
He would, yeah, even for some guys. Well, that's
then
why
they're
said,
not
that's,
great.
Well, if, that's if, why they. That's why they can't play center.
If some the line great, drive hit right at them is a problem, they're not great.
That's why some great outfielders cannot play center field because they cannot handle that ball hit right. But regardless, he would have to get better to be average in left field. But, once he's 100%. And can move the way, if he is, the way that, if he can move the way he's supposed to, I think he's passable out there. Plus, they're going to need his offense.
Plus,
if they're not getting anything out of right field.
And when Joe said the ones that drop in front of him, I think Addison Russell can handle a lot of those. Because we saw, if you look at his range.
If you play Javi Baez at second, he might handle those.
Look at the heat map. Look at the area covered by those two guys. And look how much outfield your middle infield can account for. It's really astonishing.
I don't understand.
Just get him out of here. The Boris and Bernstein Show, 312-644-6767. Headline right there. Big thumbs up. Great success on the Chris Sale trade in his eyes. And I think there are some White Sox fans, when they hear that, what did he say? Rodon, Fulmer, Anderson.
That sounds right to me. I mean, if you'd ask me who's untouchable,
right,
I would say no one. But if there are guys who have shown that they could be useful parts of this organization 3 years from now, yeah, that's about it. Those are the names, pretty much, right there.
Boris and Bernstein on the score.
Breaking White Sox news. Chris Sale has been traded to the Red Sox. Keep it right here for all the details of this huge move on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
This year, the Hyundai holidays are making everything merry and bright. That's because for a limited time, we're offering our most wonderful deals of the season on every new Hyundai. Plus, to keep that festive feeling going 10 years long, every Hyundai also comes backed by America's best warranty, our 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So go on, get merry at your Hyundai dealer. Drive home behind the wheel of a brand new Hyundai during the Hyundai holiday sales event. Visit buyhyundai.com or see your Hyundai dealer today. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai. The Hyundai holidays are the reason to buy now.
For a limited time, you can lease the Tucson for only $149 a month for 24 months with $3,149 due at signing. Stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today or visit buyhyundai.com. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. For more information, call 877-248-1585.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. In many ways, the Hot Stove League is more interesting and entertaining than most of regular season baseball. But the idea that teams are shaped on the moves of the Hot Stove makes me pay attention. Like right now, when I tell you Chris Sale is now a member of the Boston Red Sox. And oh yeah, by the way, he'll be joining a starting staff which has the reigning AL Cy Young Award winner Rick Porcello. Meanwhile, what's it say about the Nationals? Yesterday, they couldn't get Mark Melancon to re-sign, and today, they lose out on a trade. afraid to bring them the stud left-hander. And while we're talking Hot Stove League, you got to think that Aroldis Chapman is sitting in prime position as the Nationals are managed by his former manager when he was with the Reds. And Aroldis Chapman is going to command a lot more on the open market than he would have maybe 2 or 3 days ago. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Sushi, tacos, burgers, salads, there's something for everyone at Hub 51, Chicago's hottest restaurant, located at 51 West Hubbard in River North. Hub51Chicago.com.
IRS, the most feared agency in the world. Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only firms in the country who helps taxpayers no matter how much they owe. Whether you owe just a few thousand dollars or hundreds of thousands, call now and take the first step in getting your tax matter resolved before the IRS seizes your assets or garnishes your wages. Call 800-349-9770. That number again is 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, or anything else. Serenity Insurance specializes in low-cost SR22 or FR44 auto insurance. We've opened a phone line for very affordable car insurance meant specifically for overpaying high-risk drivers. The quote is free, and we'll handle the filings. Call 800-986-0694. 800-986-0694. 800-986-0694.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
Are you a local business owner? Are you looking to boost sales? Break through the advertising clutter with online radio ads. With Audio Ad Center, you have 30 seconds to tell your story, message, or promotion to highly engaged listeners for as little as $75 a month. Advertise to thousands on some of the most trusted stations in radio. It's great for events. Create your campaign today. Head over to audioadcenter.com for more information. That's audioadcenter.com.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
Tomorrow night, join the Scores hockey guru Jay Zawoski for the Bud Light Blackhawks on the Glass Hockey Night with Chicago Blackhawk Vinny Hinestroza from 7 to 8:30 at Twin Peaks in Warrenville. Come meet Vinny for an autograph, get the inside scoop on the team, and enter to win a pair of Blackhawks tickets. Brought to you by Bud Light. Raise one to right now. No outside memorabilia will be signed. Transportation provided by Atlantis Limousines.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The White Sox are going to be a much better, much stronger, much healthier organization for the moves that are going to be made. Now, all this time, since the start, since the end of the last season, we heard from Rick Hahn when he chose to speak that we will be able to understand the direction the team is going in by the first major deal they make. Well, this was it.
And at least according to Barry Rosner, that we should have learned also that they were probably going young and developmental the moment they hired Rick Renteria to be their manager.
I thought so. I mean, if you intend to try to win again or do what the White Sox usually do, which is take this middling approach, you'd have a more veteran manager who's trying to win games every single day and manage for that day's game as opposed to trying to develop players and teach young kids how to play.
This is Sam on the Score. Hello, Sam.
Hey, guys. Oh, I'm past County Road 83 here.
83.
You guys were talking about stolen bases earlier. And you say you don't think it's that important. Why would you think that, considering...
Because they aren't. Because the one thing that...
Yes, they are.
No, what, Sam, you asked me a question, and I'm going to answer the question. Is that okay?
Okay.
Because teams have realized that the risk-reward balance isn't worth trying to steal a lot of bases, that you are better off not risking making an out. And the calculus is if you have a 75% or 80% success rate, there may be certain situations where it's worth risking making an out, but most teams have come to understand that the value of an out and the value of not making an out is much more significant than trying to move up 90 feet.
Factor injuries into that as well. I know it does cause a lot of hamstring injuries and stuff.
Barry talked about it before, you know, wear and tear over the course of a season on a player with all the sliding and all of the accelerating and stop starts. I'm sure part of that's fact.
Yeah, Sammer used to say it. He stole 54 bases in 85, I think it was. He had went 26 and 54 that year, 26 homers, 54 stolen bases. He said it was exhausting. Because you're running probably three times for every one of those stolen bases, and there's wear and tear as well. And he just never ran as much after that. But, you know, I don't hate stolen bases as much as you do. I don't like outs very much. I'm against outs, Dan. I'm in favor of not making
okay,
outs.
Okay, well, we're on the same page there.
But, you know, percentage-wise, there's not great value. Unless you have a guy who's at it in just a ridiculous percentage. And how many of those guys are even out there anymore?
They don't really develop anymore because they aren't asked to do it coming up. They don't want to see some important asset to your team sliding and sliding and sliding and running all over the place.
Scoreboard update.
5:30 and from the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Don't miss Big Ten basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena. The Wildcats hosting Iowa, Indiana, Purdue, and more. Single game tickets and family plans on sale now at NUSports.com. Rickon said he was contemplating making major moves for quite a while, and today he followed through in dealing all-star pitcher Chris Sale to Boston for four prospects, including two of the best in power-hitting infielder Yoan Moncada and hard-throwing right-handed pitcher Michael Kopech. The White Sox are trying to make further moves, and now Boston has, by signing free agent first baseman Mitch Moreland to a one-year deal. $5 million is the price tag. He played with Texas last season. Dexter Fowler played with the Cubs last season, but highly likely he will play elsewhere next, and the word is that St. Louis and Toronto are the two front runners for his services. And sad news out of football today, as former Bear running back Rashawn Salaam was found dead at just 42 years of age. He played a few years with the Bears and was great in college, winning the Heisman Trophy at Colorado back in 1994. Join 670 The Score at the new Lady Jane's location in Darien today from right now up until 7 o'clock to win some great prizes. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the official radio home for the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago sports station and home of the world champion Cubs.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Jewel. Shop Jewel and save 10% on all fresh ground beef, including natural and organic. Get sweet savings on 6-ounce packages of fresh raspberry or blackberries at 2 for $3. Plus, a dozen Lucerne by Jewel eggs are just 99 cents each.
On the Northwest side, here's Maddox Boy on the Score.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Two things real quick. The first one is, I always heard 75% was the cutoff point for stolen bases. And if you go into Baseball Reference, you'll see the number of guys historically with a higher than 75% success rate in stolen bases is very, very small.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when Sandberg retired, he was in the top 10 all time in stolen base percentage. So, and, you know, he wasn't known as a burner like other guys. So, yeah, and that's why general managers don't go out and look for guys who are only stolen base guys. We only have one or two tools. The second thing I was going to mention was, I think Joe Sheehan really hit something important about the number of guys on the current White Sox roster who figure to be there the next time that they're really good. You know, in 2013, there were only two guys who ended up on the Cubs World Series roster. You know, so I don't know who the White Sox think they have or what the fans think the White Sox have in their, you know, on their 40-man roster or their 25-man roster, but are either one of them as good as Rizzo?
Either one as good as Rizzo.
In other words, the guys that you're mentioning, like Rodon,
yeah.
Anderson.
No, Rizzo not
in 2013.
Oh, as it was then.
Right, yeah, then, right.
Well, not
what he projected out to be.
Well, not based on what they knew about him. I mean, the investment and the belief in Rizzo on the part of the Cubs brain trust was they thought from the moment they acquired him the first time, when they drafted him initially, that they thought he was going to be every bit of what he is now.
Right. And so my question is Tim Anderson project out to be, say, Addison Russell?
No.
No, and so I don't know. So I don't know what White Sox fans think they've got on that roster that would, compel them to think trading away Sale to get three guys who are already better than almost everyone projects to be on that roster.
Well, I think some of them are fairly realistic. I mean, there are some who, I mean, look, they don't even want Adam Eaton traded. You know, they're screaming about him today. Some of them can't even fathom the thought of him being dealt, but I think the majority of White Sox fans understand what's happening here and seem to be pleased with it. We're hearing from some via Twitter or text that aren't, but for the most part, Dan, I think they've been pretty pleased with what happened.
I think so. They should be. And the point is, Maddox Boy, that's sort of like baby with the bathwater kind of stuff at that point. If you're talking about, well, now just get rid of Tim Anderson just because.
He's young,
yeah,
under control,
right,
talented, and I have no idea what he's going to be 2 years from now.
I'm not saying that it's purely untouchable,
no,
but you don't look to move those guys when you certainly see upside and potential, and you really believe in the arms of Rodon and Fulmer, even though you haven't had the consistent major league level performance yet. But just enjoy the fact that you are in Rick Hahn said rebuild. With us, he used the word. He said rebuild. And that's what this is. Everybody's available. The White Sox are rebuilding, finally.
This market's been fascinating. Moreland signs for a year and $5 million with Boston, who could have had Edwin Encarnacion, who desperately wanted to play in Boston, turned down 4 years and $80 million in Toronto this year. And I don't know what he thinks he's going to find out there. I've not heard Jose Bautista's name very much at all. Fowler's still looking for a place. I don't know if he's going to find what he hoped to find. But now the Indians are talking about Encarnacion. And this division, you know, I wonder what the Tigers are thinking right now, because they made everybody available, right?
And everyone thought that they would be sort of beating the White Sox to some of this stuff and selling off a lot of their pieces.
But if you're the Tigers and you look at the Indians, and given the health problems that they had last year, the Indians are no absolute lock for that division. I mean, you know, bless their hearts, they had a great run and they had a phenomenal playoff. But
why do you hate the Indians?
I don't hate the Indians, and they're very good. But, you know, given some of the subtractions there and some of their health problems, if you're the Tigers, maybe you reset right now and go, why couldn't we win this division next year? I mean, it's not like they were out of it at the end. I mean, they stayed fairly close up until the end. I wonder if there's some rethinking of how they approach
this. I also wonder how much of the Indians' pitching performance can be replicated this year, whether regular
season
starters,
postseason, et cetera. Look at all their injuries in the rotation. I mean, there's questions there. It's a very good team. Don't get me wrong. But I don't hate the Indians.
Okay. Northside, this is Jeff. He's on WSCR.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. One of the things I wanted to mention, since you were talking about how people have adjusted how they value stolen bases, is that players, when you look back historically, can be a lot more or less valuable than they were perceived during their career.
Oh, my God. Lou Brock sucked.
And Tim Raines was amazing.
Yes, thank you.
And his stolen base percentage. And this is his last chance. And so basically I'm calling to pimp Tim Raines to the world.
I'm with you, Jeff. I'm with you. Drastically undervalued. And if Tim Raines came along a little bit later, he wouldn't have been asked to steal all the bases that he stole. He would have been able to hit for the power that he could generate for that tiny little body. And no doubt. And if you really look at Lou Brock, just ridiculous. I mean, he got the counting stats. He got the 3,000 hits because he was around a long time, but one of the worst defensive players in baseball history.
When we first used to do the Hall of Fame ballot thing around this time of year, this is going back to like 08, 09, you were not a huge Tim Raines guy then. You changed quite a bit on him.
Yeah.
And what do you think was the main reason you turned around on him?
I think I learned more about baseball.
Okay. Fair enough.
I think I appreciated him more when I learned more about what mattered, what didn't matter, and I think Tim Raines does deserve to be in, even though
he will get in. He will get in. As for whether he gets in this year or not, at 69%, I say yes, he gets in. Bagwell is left over at 71%. I say they both get in, and then we'll see from there. Later in the week, when we have more time, we'll get into the whole Bud Selig thing, which I wrote about today. It's just disgusting. It's just a disgusting, filthy, filthy election for the Hall of Fame, which may change my entire thinking on how I approach the ballot. Well, I'm with you on Friday. We'll get into it then. But
we're going to be at Anthony's in Joliet, right?
Correct.
On Friday in the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour.
But, yeah, I think Raines will get in, and he deserves it. And he would on so many levels, a remarkable baseball player.
Yeah, but just before people get mad about Lou Brock, Fangraphs wrote a nice article many years ago about that, about sort of what he was and what he wasn't and what we can sort of look at. And you have
Was he so overvalued?
Counting stats. A lot of steals, a lot of hits.
Got the 3,000.
That's when you're around long enough and you get enough. But I'm telling you, not just among Hall of Famers, I believe among all qualified left fielders in the history of baseball, he's the worst defensive player.
Ever?
I kid you not.
Ever?
Ever.
Worse than Kingman?
I don't know if he played enough. Among qualified.
Worse than Adam Dunn? He didn't play enough out there.
No, I don't think he did.
Worse than Soriano?
Yeah, definitely worse than Soriano. It was in an article about Jim Rice, because that's another guy who was just not a deserving Hall of Famer. And I think when they were talking about Jim Rice, they were also trying to look at the... And I've written about the Jim Rice
worst
problem,
left
too.
Worst fielder
I'm telling you! It's something like worst fielding percentage ever. It's some crazy number of defensive runs cost because he couldn't catch. And even with all that great speed, it didn't help him chase down any baseballs. I'll find it when we come back. You got the score.
Breaking White Sox news. Chris Sale has been traded to the Red Sox. Keep it right here for all the details of this huge move on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Come out for the Miller Lite's Best Seat in the House Monday Night Football Party at Buffalo Wild Wings in Round Lake Beach, Vernon Hills, and Northbrook, starting at 7:30 p.m. Come out and register for a chance to sit front and center in a custom Exhibit leather recliner for the game. You'll also receive $100 in free food for you and your friends, and you'll be qualified for the ultimate Fan Cave prize pack that includes the recliner and a 50-inch HD TV. Plus, win tons of other prizes. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Must be 21 to enter. Present to win.
MI and reducing their interest rate. And Joey is ecstatic he called because David helped Joey refinance out of his FHA loan, eliminated his PMI, lowered his rate, paid all his closing costs, and saved him over $250 a month. So one phone call to David increased Joey's family's cash flow by over $3,000 a year. If you have an FHA loan and you'd like a free evaluation to see if you could eliminate your PMI and lower your rate, all you have to do is pick up the phone and call David now, 312-751-1333, or visit pearldavid.com. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333, or visit pearldavid.com. To learn more about David's Saturday morning real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, visit pearldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois residential mortgage license C4358 and MLS 1.
CBS Wednesday.
two generations will clash. Calling you out. Millennials versus Gen X.
The millennials, they don't have a clue.
The older generations, they've been brainwashed. I'm calling you
out. Two tribes head to head.
Come on!
In a culture war for the ages.
Go, Gen X! Go, millennials!
I love old people, but I'm gonna beat them.
All new Survivor, Millennials versus Gen X, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot three of them just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
CBS Thursday. The outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
I used to struggle with buying the perfect gifts, and now I don't have to. I'm Dustin Rhodes, and thankfully, I was at my favorite Pandora jewelry store checking out the new limited edition gift sets and this year's holiday collection. I heard about this exciting event coming up next Friday through Sunday, December 9th through the 11th. Receive a free Pandora gift with your $125 purchase. Choose from a sleek thermal Pandora water bottle or a stylish Pandora tote bag. The Pandora stores participating are Hawthorne, Watertower, Orland Park, Chicago Ridge, Oak Brook, Naperville, and Louis Joliet. Last year, I bought Pandora jewelry for my wife and my mom and captured their style with Pandora's unique and stylish collection. This year, I'll be checking out the new holiday collection. From stackable rings to elegant charms, stylish new necklaces and earrings in 14 karat gold and silver. I know I'll find another perfect gift. Visit memorablecharms.com to see what stores are participating in this year's event, December 9th through the 11th.
Would your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Yes, of course she would. You can do that, and you don't even have to go out of your way to do it. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. These were created by a team of dedicated pajama experts working around the clock to create the world's softest pajamas. They're lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She will love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you will love the way they caress her every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com, so visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery is guaranteed. Visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the score sent you, and Boers and Bernstein love you.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
Ostrowski will gear that up for us.
Well, looky here, it's Joe Ostrowski, who is going to have an entire half hour to himself as he takes you up to Illinois against Ooey Pooey, IUPUI, the Illinois opponent tonight in men's basketball. Hello, Joe.
Hello, fellas. A lot going on here in Baseball City, USA.
Yeah, you know, encouraging, because I think a lot of people get it. I think we had, apparently, the Spiegel and Goff show got the grumbling Bridgeporters. And
I saw some of that.
Yeah?
I've heard from plenty of them.
The today. Plan sucks is the gift that keeps on giving. It just switches sides
of
town.
It has now switched sides.
And I guess that's really the headline. It's, you know, the sale deal itself, the particulars of the deal, but the fact is two things. Rick Hahn's in charge, and the rebuild is on.
There's a plan, and they're following through. And that's been something that's upset Sox fans most, and for good reason. We're sick of this fly-by-night, just patchwork. I mean, listen, you look back at last year, people making excuses, things falling apart because Austin Jackson got hurt, things falling apart because Matt Lado sucks, because we find out in May after a great April that Matt Lado sucks. Matt Albers, oh, he's still Matt Albers, oh, see, we're dealing with all these injuries. No, yeah, the, no, you had to tear it all
down.
How
about the clubhouse full of penises?
Oh, God.
I mean, the whole corner, they had a whole LaRoche thing. And then you end up, like Rick Hahn intimated today, when you have to trade for Adam Eaton, when you have to sign Brett Laurie, when you have to go get LaRoche and some of these guys, just because you're trying to figure all this stuff out, the pool of players is such that you end up with something that doesn't work.
There were so many of these last year, but I just dug up this one. This was Adam Eaton after, while defending his buddy Chris Sale for tearing up jerseys, and then finding out that some guys were probably going to be traded on July 31st, he said, there's zero loyalty in this game. Sell tickets and win ball games. That's what ownership and the front office wants to do. However they want to do it, that's how they're going to do it. This is a guy who was paid $40 million, if you include the options, at age 25 after 123 games in Chicago and after being run out of Arizona because they couldn't stand him there. And there's no loyalty in this game. That's one of your guys right there.
The White Sox are relevant again. They are. We were going down a road where they were way back behind every other professional team in town.
Not on hit and run, they weren't, because every Saturday, Dan, every single Saturday, something ridiculous happened.
Chris Sale jerseys happened on a Saturday.
Look, we got a lot of, we spent a week on the LaRoche stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a national story. We got, they gave us plenty of stuff this year.
I was wanting
to go down and check on Todd Frazier.
I was in with Spiegel the entire Adam LaRoche week. And then I was back with him the following Monday, and it was the gift that just kept on giving because they wouldn't stop talking. Every day it was somebody else.
It's, man, when's the last time Sox fans have been beaten down so much, especially the last couple of years, but when's the last time there was a truly positive story about the White Sox? And it sounds like we're going to get more positive stories as Rick Hahn keeps on moving players.
It sure does. Yeah. And there's a clear-eyed understanding. They're lined up to do the right thing to try to sustain success.
And just as was the case with the Cubs, there's no promises. There's no guarantees.
I don't get it. I don't understand.
Hey!
Are you going to save these tweets too?
It's going to be a doubting Rick Tumblr.
The Pujols too.
Theo
talked about those it for are my an hour.
Theo's first press conference. Yes. I mean, the first day he was here when he explained exactly what they were going to do and why they weren't going to run out and spend hundreds of millions on guys like Albert Pujols and Prince Fielder. I got home and immediately found the tweets from some of the geniuses who believed they were, who said rumor has it they're going after Albert Pujols and Prince Fielder. I mean, it wasn't 5 minutes after Theo said, we're not doing that. It's stupid.
Well, that's when you keep picking up the phone and calling Jim Hendry, even after he's not employed. That's the information you get. I found the number, by the way, on Lou Brock.
Yeah.
This per Fangraphs. Per Total Zone, Brock was a negative 50 outfielder over his career. He said it's not just Total Zone. Brock's 9.58 career fielding percentage is the worst of any qualified fielder.
That's fielding percentage.
The worst of any qualified left fielder in MLB history. His 167 career errors, 167 are nearly double that of the next guy.
Wow. I wonder where Kingman would be on that list. Or Lonnie Smith or Dante Bichette, some of those guys.
The Red Sox today went from 10-1 to 5-1 to win the World Series.
Wow. And they signed Moreland, and I don't think they're done.
We thank Steve Stone, Bruce Levine, Rick Hahn, and Joe Sheehan for joining us today. Our producers, Baldy McGrindy, Brendan McCaffrey.
I'll bet you my per diem he makes this.
I'd rather have your salary. Adam Vinatieri straight down the middle from 36 yards. Have a good
time. Was it $6 million a year for Gruden, something like that?
He's doing very well.
Himself. Chris Tannehill.
It's a 10-yard gain to the 26-yard line.
Well, that was the biggest cheer of the night as we got a couple idiots running out on the field right now, taking their shirts off, running all over the place. And the last person I would want to run into is a New Jersey State trooper.
Did you see that tackle? Oh, and the other guy's knocked down.
They're actually hitting harder than the Jets defense. I'll tell you, that one kid may be just absolutely knocked out on the 26-yard line, Kevin. That was just a unbelievable hit by a New Jersey State Trooper who came in right in behind him. Don't be messing with the State Troopers, man.
Mm-mm.
I'm telling you.
They don't play that game.
Wow, they do not.
Homie, don't play that. If there's a special broadcasting award for Kevin Harlan and his descriptions of idiot fans on the field.
He would have done play-by-play of it again had he been given the opportunity, had his partner stopped talking.
Yeah, he probably wanted to. Boomer, get out of the way and let the man go. Let him do his work. Thanks to everybody who called in and faxed and emailed and texted and everything you did. It was good to get a little newsy day here. We'll get back to some football-y stuff tomorrow. We preempted Hub today, and he'll take calls tomorrow. Joe Cowley is going to be sitting in with me, and then Barry, you are definitely going to be back on Friday.
Correct.
Where we're going to be at Anthony's in Joliet. We will leave it here and let Joe Ostrowski take over for a half an hour of more talk about stuff and things on Sports Radio 670. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye. Feel the funk, yo. Have a
good time. It's time. God bless all of you, and God bless football.
Oh, what a day. What a lovely day!
Breaking White Sox news. Chris Sale has been traded to the Red Sox. Keep it right here for all the details of this huge move on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's...
It's the Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Le'Veon designers to offer you more Le'Veon jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
It's a big, crazy, unlimited world out there. Don't settle for less. Switch to Boost Mobile so you can fly through it all on our fast 4G LTE network. Visit your Boost Mobile store and get unlimited data, talk, and text starting at just $30 a month. Boost Mobile, where you at?
$30 monthly plan includes unlimited domestic talk, text, and data with 1 gigabyte of high-speed data per month with speeds reduced to 2G thereafter. Unlimited voice and data services are on network only. Excludes taxes, coverage, and offers not available everywhere. Prohibited network use rules, additional terms, and restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com or in-store for complete details.
Interesting item. Interesting music.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Jingle Bells is a very popular Christmas classic. It's also one of the Christmas songs that really doesn't ever mention Christmas. The jingle bells referred to in the song are bells horse-drawn sleigh riders would put on their horses' straps to avoid collisions, being that a horse-drawn sleigh in snow is virtually silent. While it's a staple come each December, the song was actually intended to celebrate Thanksgiving.
CBS Friday. Mac is back. Woo-hoo! The most inventive agent ever.
My name's MacGyver. I work for the U.S. government.
Returns to television.
What are you doing? Improvising.
No agent does more with less.
How's he going to stop an airplane?
Tinfoil.
He's kidding, right?
Oh, my man never jokes about tinfoil. I'm dangerous. Everything I need is right in front of me.
MacGyver. CBS Friday or stream it live or on demand.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
Thursday.
Welcome to Bunker Hill.
CBS invites you to experience a medical revolution.
We're pairing the most brilliant minds in medicine with the most brilliant minds in technology.
And meet the tech genius behind it.
We will find a way to save you and your baby.
You've given us hope.
Dermot Mulroney.
Medicine is ultimately a human endeavor.
And introducing Augustus Prue.
We're going to get stuff done.
I want to be part of this.
Pure genius. CBS Thursday or stream it live or on demand.
This week in music history.
This week in 1980, John Lennon was shot and killed by 25-year-old Mark David Chapman outside his apartment building. American singer and songwriter Roy Orbison died of a heart attack at age 52 this week in 1988. This week in 1993, co-founder, guitarist, and songwriter of the Gin Blossoms died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound at age 32.
interesting items in music.
Up on the housetop, click, click, click. Down through the chimney with good Saint Nick.
Up on the Housetop is the first Christmas song to focus solely on Santa. But depending on which version of the lyrics you read, Santa brings some weird stuff to kids. One kid gets a hammer and tacks. Another kid gets a whip. Another kid who's 6 feet tall gets a basketball hoop only 3 feet off the ground because he's no good at the game. Interesting item. Interesting item. Music.
The Christmas tree have a happy heart.
Most people wouldn't know the name Johnny Marks, but he contributed quite a bit to Christmas music, including penning the classics Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, A Holly Jolly Christmas, Silver and Gold, and Run Rudolph Run. Interestingly enough, despite all the songs about Christmas that he wrote, he didn't even celebrate the holiday because he was Jewish.
This is Michael Rappaport.